Welcome to Heartline. This is the weekly radio voice coming from the Evangel Home in Fresno. The Evangel Home has been ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955. Every week on Heartline, your host is Jim Tuck. Here he is.
Well, thank you again, Ken Adams, for that introduction. And boy, I'm really looking forward to unpacking the next 12 minutes of Heartline here from Evangel Home of Fresno. Jerry Brenneman is here, Melissa is here, and we're kind of excited to see where this goes. Because before we turn the machine on, we're talking about gardening and fishing and clean hands
and
scraping fingernails
and driver's training.
Driver's training and washing shoelaces. And it just went all kinds of crazy directions. Evidence that our king has a sense of humor.
And evidence, high evidence, that this show is never scripted.
No, we just kind of hit the little red button and whatever unpacks, unpacks. Jerry, we want to get a little more serious here because Melissa is a different person than when she arrived.
Mm-hmm. She certainly is. I was just thinking, Jim, part of the process of the women living in the Crossroads apartment program is to at one point meet, usually in my office, with three or four staff members and a resident from that program, and they have an interview. And I remember Melissa's interview and how hard it was and the struggle it was, and but she did it. And just knowing that she is so much closer to who God wants her to be now and that she has stuck it out through some tough times and wants to stay longer. And she's a joy to be with. You know, you're talking to a real person who is, and she's going to graduate this Friday. Yeah. So it's just the best moment of my life happens so often during the, I don't mean of my whole life, but when we have a graduation and I sit there and think, there is no place else in the world I would rather be right now than right here. Because that is the total essence of what we do. That's the total essence of what we want, is a Melissa to stand there at graduation. And we get to tip our hat to her. That's what it's all about. So Friday is an all-about Melissa Day.
Melissa, we want to explore graduation and your time here at Evangel Home. But just as a reminder to our listening friends, you've been with us before. What was going on in your world? Why did Evangel Home come into the picture?
When I first got divorced, I had a huge breakdown and wound up going somewhere I thought I'd never go. And I ended up getting a record and going to prison, and then going to a program where probation decided they're going to violate me for going to prison. And so I did another 2 years in county, and when I got out, I was no longer on parole. So here I was back at go, where I have to decide for myself to make decisions. And the last time I was free, my decision maker was broken. And where am I going to go? I can't go back to family members where I burnt all my bridges. I can't never go back to the people that I knew. I wasn't raised in this town, so all that I knew here was destruction. And when I was in county, I had a wonderful lady who'd come visit me and then go and visit my children. And her name was Sharon, and she's very involved here. And she kept hinting by sending me those pink little envelopes with the Evangel Home on them. And when I was thinking about it, when I was in prison, there was a chaplain there who was telling me about going to a Christian program that had apartments if you wanted to stay. And I had totally forgotten that that seed had was planted in my head. Because she had asked me where I was from. She's like, oh, there's a wonderful place. And I think she said it was through Catholic Charities, but what she meant was by Catholic Charities. And I'd put it out because I was like, you know, I'd gone through so much, and I went through a program, and I went to prison, and, you know, it just didn't work out for me. I really didn't feel like I had a drug problem anymore. I'd been, like, now it's been 3 years since I've had drugs. You know, my problem was what caused me to use the drugs in the first place. It was just broken stuff all the way back from damage from when I was a kid. You know, I was molested. I was raped. I ran away when I was 11 years old. These were things that you can stuff and not talk about, not deal with, not bring to God. And it's only going to build up and it's going to come out like a dam cracking. All the water's just going to pour out, and unless you're ready to deal with it and bring it to God and you don't have some sort of guide with you, you don't know how to deal with it because you weren't taught anything. Everything I learned from 11 on was from TV. Mm-hmm. So how wrong can that be? So I raised a child at the age of 14, and all I did was be a parent. And so I didn't even know what to do with myself. Now here, I'm coming out of prison. I made all these bad choices. My kids are no longer with me. I'm not a mom, so I can't hide myself in that. So where do you go? Where? How do you start? How do you even breathe? And she just kept giving me those little pink things, And I'm just like, but that's a trap. That's a program where you're going to get locked down and you're afraid like an animal that you're going to get stuck somewhere you don't want to be. And I remember I rang that doorbell, and I think I told you before.
Pink door.
I must be in the wrong place because this is like the Twilight Zone. It's like, you know, people, you don't come somewhere where like, hi, how are you? I'm like looking at my bag, my purse, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to get out of here. And they're like, are you hungry? You're working about to have dinner. Is that a trick? You know, yeah. How much do I got to pay? I think I'm in the wrong place. This is for, you know, good people. I need to go to the bad people one.
Wow.
You know, at some point, I'd given up and thrown my lot in with everybody else that don't care or isn't worth anything. And so I had, so when I asked for help, I had no idea how much help I really needed.
Or was going to get, probably.
Right.
So you came into the crisis home,
mm-hmm,
and then applied for the Crossroads program while you were here?
Yeah, after I was here, I didn't feel so much like it was them trying to get me into the program. As a matter of fact, they didn't even offer it to me. I had to pursue it.
Yeah.
So then after that, I was pursuing it. And pretty soon I was pursuing, you know, a new life for me, a new hope for me that there's something better out there, that there's something I can do. You know, I could be helpful to somebody other than my kids. And here I am in a program with women who are broken, who don't know how to deal with their kids, and I have nothing but time. Mm-hmm. So I got to use other people's kids, and they got to use me. So you find a place. You know what I mean?
You're gonna. We're recording on Tuesday. You're gonna graduate Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Just checking how much time. We're good. What? How would you, in a couple of minutes, give us some highlights of the last 9 months? What? A couple of minutes.
The Great Race.
The Amazing Race.
That's amazing it. Race. It was so much fun.
You won, huh?
I was second place, actually. Yeah, it was okay, though. You know, it was, if you ever seen the TV show, you know, you partner up and there's clues. And they went through so much. It was like a big extravaganza. And I'd never done anything like that before. Like I said, I left early, so I missed out on all the fun little stuff, you know. And it was so much fun. I didn't even know how to have fun. And it's getting over with, and you're like, no, I want another one. And let's see, doing the Lowell Garden.
The home has a literal garden, a growing area.
There's the Lowell Community Garden, which is sponsored by Fresno Metro Ministries, and then several PG&E, Fresno City, several groups partnered to save the land right at Belmont and the 180 overpass.
Mm.
And it's right in the Lowell community area, and there's about 35, 36 plots of land. We have two of them, and we threw it out to the women in the programs. Do you ladies want to do this? Because this is not a staff thing. This is not a requirement. If you want to garden, we'll get the land. We'll get the products that you want to plant, but it's yours. And you ladies figure out what to plant, how to do it, and what you need.
Wow.
And they ran with it.
Wow. How's Melissa different than she was 9 months ago?
You know, at first I was thinking about that because of our graduation and what I was going to say. And I was like, I don't feel like a different person, like a completely different person. But everybody else is like, but you don't understand how you act or mm-hmm. how you talk or how you are. You know, I'm told I'm not so boxed up. You know, that I'm able to open myself up and things like that. I felt like I was that person already.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? I didn't even realize, like I said, that I had that much work to do.
What about laughter? Was that part of your world?
after I came here.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, this place is, it gave me a family that I don't have. So we take turns and have dinners at each other's houses. And, you know, there's everybody has individual apartments. And it it's just, it's the neatest thing. I've never had sober friends.
So your plan is to go then into community connection, kind of the follow-up program to the main program. So what are you looking forward to there?
You know, I'm looking forward to wrapping up the classes and getting that accomplishment with the certificates. And, you know, I want to make like a, I was going to do a scrapbook of, you know, the pictures and the all the things that I accomplished just so I can remind myself, you know, look, I did this. And then go to look for work, you know, or go to school, you know, find a plug-in for myself where people could use me and I can be used, you know, when God finds, when you find that thing that you're supposed to do, the one you can tap in, that's what I want to do.
Okay. Jerry, what are your observations of Melissa?
I see Melissa as one of those people other people like to be around. She's... I see her also when she talks about, and I even know how much work she had to do, someone who didn't know herself very well, because what she presented to the world was really not what was going on in here. I think we've got somebody who kind of skid by for a while. You talk about raising yourself watching TV. That, to me, is an absolute hellish statement for some... That just gives me the creeps in a way to think of a 14-year-old and 11-year-old kid parked in front of a TV for who knows how long, and that's their role model. And when I see how many kids are left that way, that's very frightening. And that's kind of how Melissa was, kind of a Stepford wife person in a way that you become sort of robotic and you're not really in touch. Everything about you is an act. I think the act has... gone away, and the real Melissa is coming out. So I'm very thankful she's going to be in Community Connection, because that's another 9 months if she wants it. And I do pray and I do ask that people help us find jobs for our women. Melissa isn't going to be in a very critical, emotional, spiritual, and intellectual and economic spot. That she's feeling really good right now. She's going to graduate. She's going to have those certificates. She's going to know she accomplished something. Then she's going to look for a job, and it's going to be hard to find.
Yeah.
And she's probably going to get all sorts of reasons why people won't hire her. And we don't want our women to be destroyed at that point. And I see that as a critical need right now to help them with jobs.
All right. Thank you. We're out of time. Melissa, bless you. It's good to see you again. Thank you, Jerry. My listening friend, there's a prayer for you and a very, in some cases, practical application to how you can help what's going on at Evangel Home. If you can find jobs, maybe you own a business and need somebody, give us a call, 264-4714. And Merry Christmas to you from those of us here at Heartline at Evangel Home in Fresno.
And the Evangel Home of Fresno can be found 24/7 on the World Wide Web at evangelhome.org. The phone number in the 559 area code, 264-4714. Thank you for joining us for this week's edition of the RV, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno, Heartline. We'll chat with you next time.